to Malawi first, where the High Court has handed down the first conviction in the infamous Cashgate scandal that saw $30 million stolen from the government in bogus business deals. Former Principal Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Teresa Namatanga Senzani, was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labour. Raphael Tantani has more from Lilongwe.
Mrs. Senzani remained calm as Justice Ivy Kamanga read her lengthy sentence. She pleaded guilty to stealing millions of government money from her ministry. Over 70 civil servants and businessmen are currently answering theft, fraud, and money laundering charges in connection to the scandal.
Speaking of bogus business deals, the man known as the Algerian Bill Gates has been sentenced in absentia to 5 years in jail today. Rafik Khalifa, who now lives in the UK, was found guilty by a Parisian court of embezzling millions of dollars from his business empire before it went bankrupt. His assets in France included a luxury $40 million property. Once the poster child of Algeria's resurgence from civil war, Khalifa also faces a life sentence in his native country for fraud. Sectarian violence in the Central African Republic is once again spilling into Cameroon. The two countries share a 700-kilometer border, and some 90,000 refugees from the CAR have poured across it seeking refuge. Raisa Youssef has the details of the latest fighting in the troubled region.
At least two armed rebels have been reportedly killed in an attack on the town of Garoua-Boulaye in eastern Cameroon, near the border with the Central African Republic. Fighting broke out between suspected Christian anti-Balaka fighters and the Cameroonian army over the weekend. Government forces repelled the attack and arrested dozens of rebels, according to local media. The governor for the eastern region, Samuel Diva Dibua, said the situation is now under control.
A small sigh of relief in Uganda. Samples from 11 suspected cases of the deadly Marburg virus have come back negative. The Ministry of Health says it continues to closely monitor the 99 individuals who may have come into contact with a hospital technician who died of the illness last week. And finally, to a banking first in Somalia. Residents of Mogadishu are lining up today to withdraw money from the city's first ever automated cash machine. Right now, the machine only dispenses US dollars, but it was cause for excitement for Somalis whose Visa cards have been gathering dust. Salam Somali Banks say they're planning to expand their network of ATMs in the city. Here's the head of the bank's marketing department, Saeed Abukar.
The bank would like to bring new technology and services, not only in Mogadishu, but the rest of Somalia. We hope it will be enough for the needs of the people who are carrying international bank cards. God willing, we will also introduce Somali currency very soon.